This is Over the Knee Hard, a seriously intense punishment spanking, written and read by Sundial. Please note that this story contains brutal impact play and bondage in a humiliating punishment context. I have been particularly obnoxious, deliberately so. I'm now sitting in the passenger seat of your car, blindfolded. You're driving me to my punishment. We park and you open the passenger side door and let me out. Aside from the blindfold, I'm wearing a summer dress, sandals, and my butt plug. You guide me into a building. The room seems enormous. There is music and the unmistakable sounds of a gym. Feet slapping treadmills, the rhythmic whirl of a rowing machine in use. You guide me further, and I hear weight training machines and male grunting. I'm both nervous and excited, and very definitely wet. We come to a stop, and you order me to remove my summer dress. I'm reluctant. I don't like not being able to see who will see me, but it's my punishment, so I do it. Hands behind your back, you say. I do that, and you bind them with rope, my least favorite bondage material. You pull and tweak my nipples until I moan and gently rock towards you. And ow, pain. Nipple clamps are applied, first to my left nipple and then my right. The chain hangs down, adding weight. You reach between my legs to pinch my clit, and I bite my lips to stop another moan. You apply the clit clamp. I was expecting it, but it still makes me gasp. You remove my blindfold. We're in the free weight section of the gym, and there's not much lifting happening right now. It seems to be a men-only gym. There are men looking at us. Some seem shocked, others are smirking, and others seem only mildly interested. You take the chain connecting my clamps and guide me on a complete circle of the free weights area. I look at them, all defiance. The men are unsure, no one touches me. On a platform by a wall where everyone has a good view, you push me down onto a training bench. My ass, plug and soaking wet pussy are on full display. I'm thrilling. She needs a good spanking, 10 of the best. Anyone care to do it? For a moment, nothing happens. Then a few men step forward. We look them over. I'm not usually attracted to muscular men, but in these circumstances, I can't help feeling it. My eyes are automatically drawn to the one with the most enormous biceps I've ever seen in real life. I just can't believe the size of them. Can he be real? He's covered in a sheen of sweat, and his veins stand out on his stupendously huge muscles. My eyes travel down. His loose shorts already show a very promising erection. I let my eyes linger on this, imagining the shape and size of his shaft. I wonder if the veins stand out so prominently there as well. I lift my eyes to his face. He smiles at me, It's a lazy smile, as though he knows exactly what I'm thinking. My fear ratchets up a notch, and my clit pulses under the pressure of the clamp. I actually blush and lower my eyes. He's so damned alpha. He looks at you. You nod to him and step away from me. He advances on me. There's really no other word to describe how he moves. He is moving like a predator. I'm genuinely scared now. I shoot you a pleading look. My imagination is giving me a very hard time about what's going to happen in the next 60 seconds. You raise an eyebrow at me. I know you're wondering if I'll safe word my way out of this. 60 seconds, I tell myself. I roll my safe word around in my mind, and then I put it away. I can manage this. He is right behind me now. I turn my head a little more and I can see how big he is. How big his erection is. Oh, I swallow. He looks down at me. He is impassive. He lets me wait. The seconds turn into unbearably long moments. Each second stretches out like an elastic band, taut, ready to snap, ready to yank my safe word from me. I glance at you again. In that moment, he leans down, puts his hands under my arms and picks me up. I'm a doll to him. He could so easily break me. My fear is mounting in waves as I imagine how hard he could beat me. But counterbalancing this, my pure, sluttish heat at this humiliating situation, my punishment is heightening. He sets me on my feet, takes my upper arms and swings me around so I'm facing him. He takes my other arm and steadies me. He looks my body up and down. He looks at the chain. He's clearly curious. He takes it in his hand, and locking eyes with me, he lifts it until I am on my toes. I know my eyes are blazing my fear and my desire at him, and I cannot keep eye contact. I look down. He drops the chain. My imagination is going insane now, so it surprises me into stupidity when he gently unclamps first my right nipple and then my left. He goes to one knee, peers at my clit, then unclamps that. I ride the wave of pain. He raises an enormous hand to my tits, looks at you, and you nod. He spreads his hand out flat and starts to rub circles over my nipples, slow, steady, the slightest touch. On and on he goes. I swallow and lean to his touch, but the pressure remains the same. The tease is insane. You clear your throat. This is meant to be a punishment, after all. He sits on the bench and turns me around. He unbinds my arms, surprising me again. Then he pulls me down over his knees, so my ass is presented upwards, and I have to use my arms to support my position. His legs are wide. They feel like smooth, hairy tree trunks. Solid. He pushes my legs open and holds me still. I feel the tip of his erection pulsing against my raised hip. He massages my ass. And then his hand cracks down. His hand is so wide and enormous, it covers my whole left butt cheek. It stings, but fades fast to a spreading warmth, as the first ones always do. A man's voice says very quietly, "One." And it's not you or him. I'd actually forgotten where I was. There was just you, him, and me in my mind. I glance over and see a whole lot of muscular men watching the show. Their dripping eagerness, so many erections on clear display. One is even squeezing himself shamelessly through his shorts. I'm distracted until the second crack, also to my left ass cheek. I jump, but he easily holds me in place. 2. He massages me again, the odd finger skating over my plug and straying into my juices. Crack. 3. Oh, my right ass cheek begins the slow burn. I glance at you. You wink at me and tilt your head to the audience. Some are now openly playing with themselves. Crack.
4.
Oh, my cheeks are even now. I can feel them glowing. And I'm really enjoying my humiliation. I'm loving it.
Crack.
5.
Oh, that really hurt. He's using more of his strength, but it's a fraction of what he's capable of.
Crack.
6.
Oh, that really hurt. I feel tears stand in my eyes. I become aware of his erection again. He massages me, letting his fingers stray to stroke my clit. Oh, I'm dripping onto his leg, but he doesn't seem to mind. He thrills me with his stray fingers. And I feel how close I actually am. I rub my hip against his erection, but he doesn't seem to want that.
Crack.
7.
The hardest yet. Oh, it draws a grunt from me. I spare a glance for you. Oh, you're playing now, your eyes intent on his teasing fingers. And that's when I realize it. I'm going to come here, over his knee in front of these people, these wanking men. You.
Crack.
8.
Oh, it's eerie how quietly they are counting. How quietly they're playing. The absurdity of it, the intensity of it hits me. I actually cry out on the 8th strike. Oh, those teasing fingers again. I'm on the edge, teetering on the edge. I'm going to come before he even finishes the punishment. I feel that delicious, familiar sensation, building warmth, rushing water spreading, his fingers skating, teasing, building, tipping. I can't hold it anymore.
Crack.
9.
Oh, I come hard. I'm usually quite quiet at this point. Oh, but that direct slap to my pussy made me loud, humiliatingly loud, as his fingers skate, some circling, one finger strays inside, and I pulse around him. It goes on and on, this orgasm. Oh, I quiet my moaning as my orgasm finally passes.
Crack. 10.
Oh, I'm a limp mess over his knee. He gently pushes me away just enough to free himself, and his veins do stand out there. His erection like a wide mini tree branch. In four strokes he comes. I raise my head and look around. The cleaners will not enjoy themselves this evening. You kneel before me and kiss my forehead.
Good girl.
Oh, I glow in your warmth and the aftermath.
If you liked that, you can find more of me at goingdownwithsundial.com and more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.